Styles, and more. Wicket's World on Laser 103.3.
Brought to you by S&C Automotive, your source for rust and corrosion prevention with Final Coat, online at scautomotive.com.
You know what? Less of me is better right now. Let's just hear from a bunch of people involved in history last night, and it begins with the commissioner of the WNBA, Kathy Engelbert.
With the first pick in the 2024 WNBA draft, the Indiana Fever select Caitlin Clark, University of Iowa.
Yes.
As soon as she got drafted, Caitlin Clark on phone, on speaker with GM Lynn Dunn and head coach Christy Sides.
Caitlin Clark. Caitlin Clark. We are all sitting here in the draft room. We all just wanted to scream.
Dragging me around to a bunch of media, but told them to pause because I needed to talk to you guys.
Exactly. Hey.
I'm excited. I can't wait.
We can't wait
girl,
either.
We can't wait.
Let's go.
Hey, we'll see you tomorrow.
Let's hear more from that sweet Southern belle, the general manager of the Indiana Fever, Lynn Dunn, when she was asked about how long it took her to get the card in to make the announcement of the number one overall pick, Caitlin Clark, to the Fever.
Lynn, how long did it take you to put the card in?
About 20 seconds. Maybe 15.
Why that long?
I don't know. They make me pause. You know the league. You got to follow the directions.
Last year, the Fever had the number one pick and took South Carolina's Aaliyah Boston. All she did was win Rookie of the Year in the WNBA. And just ask Caitlin Clark, a point guard's best friend, a dominant post player.
Obviously, Aaliyah Boston, I mean, there's so much you can say about her. Rookie of the Year, in my eyes, one of the best players in the league. And like I said, like as a point guard, like my biggest job is like, I'm just feeding Aaliyah the ball every single game. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go in there and be like, hey, go make a layup. She's going to make my life easy.
Caitlin's getting the support she needs from everybody, including Indiana Pacers star Tyrese Halliburton. Yeah, the guy that went to Iowa State, now rooting for a Hawkeye.
What's up, Caitlin? Welcome to Indy. Welcome to the squad. So excited to have you here. So excited to watch you and your growth and see you get better. And I'm just excited to have you in Indy alongside. So go Fever.
And Caitlin wasn't the only Hawkeye taken last night. A little surprising draft pick by the two-time defending champion Las Vegas Aces, who, by the way, who are moving into a new building because they're so popular out there in Sin City. At number 18, they took Iowa's Kate Martin.
Oh, man. A lot of emotions. I'm really happy to be here. I was here to support Caitlin, but, you know, I was hoping to hear my name called, and all I wanted was an opportunity, and I got it. So I'm really excited.
It's pretty awesome to get two Hawks drafted last night. The star of the show, of course, the number one pick in the draft, in Caitlin Clark. And so much of last night felt much more like an NBA draft or the NFL draft. And if you watch those, especially the guys that get taken on day one, they are always dressed to the nines. And the NBA draft usually has a guy in a bright red suit or something very loud. And people are talking about whether or not the drip was good. Last night, watching these women, including Caitlin, but Angel Reese and Cameron Brink and all the other women, it was like watching a runway show. They were dressed to the nines. Caitlin was decked out in Prada. It's the first time Prada has ever dressed anyone for the NBA or WNBA draft. They had never done that before. They'd done it for the NFL, but never for a basketball draft. Angel Reese looked great. Cameron Brink from Stanford looked great. Camila Cardoza looked great. Like, everybody last night dressed up and showed out for the event. Caitlin Clark goes number one. They sold out of small, medium, large, XL and 2XL Indiana Fever jerseys in an hour.
What do they have left then? Extra small and 3X?
Right, yeah. Either middle school girl or 3X. Those are your options. Or you can just wait for Fanatics to make more, to produce more, and then you can buy them. If you want to go see Caitlin Clark, first game playing at Connecticut, it's the first game of the year, May 14th. First home game 2 days later, they play the Las Vegas Aces, the defending champ, on May 25th.
Oh, no!
What?
So she might be playing against Kate Martin.
Oh, yes, she will, for sure. If Kate makes the team,
right?
Yes, she'll play against Kate Martin a couple of times this year for Vegas. Angel Reese went 7th overall to the Chicago Sky. The rivalry will continue. The first game is coming up on June 1st. And Hawkeye fans, if you want a three-hour drive to go watch Caitlin Clark, I imagine the game will be sold out. I think the arena will be full of Iowa Hawkeye fans, a lot of Hawk jerseys, a lot of 22 yellow jerseys. They play at Minneapolis. They play the Minnesota Lynx July 14th or August 24th. I'll put this up on the Facebook page. So you'll be able to actually go up and see here, short 3-hour drive. That's how she fell in love with Maya Moore, who played for the Minnesota Lynx and was a 3-hour drive from West Des Moines. She's going to make $76,000 her first year. People are ripping on that. 78 year two, 85 and then 97. That's her 4-year deal with the Indiana Fever. She made $3 million in endorsements last year. She's going to be just fine. Don't worry. Don't worry about that. And then we heard from Kathy Engelbert, the commissioner, early. Some of the other things she said, by the way, they're looking to double their TV deal, which is going to be, I've said this before, Caitlin Clark's going to change the league. Mm. More eyes will be on the WNBA than ever soon, which means more revenue, which means more money coming in, which means all 144 women in the league are going to get a pay raise because of Caitlin Clark. Their current TV deal is $60 million. That's it across 5 TV networks to pay 144 women. That's it. That's why salaries are $76,000. The NBA's TV contract with ESPN is $10 billion. Okay, so there's a huge difference right there. And they're also talking about expansion. 2 more teams in the next 3 to 4 years into the WNBA, which would mean more opportunity for more women, more eyes, more money. It all comes down to money. And it started last night with Caitlin Clark, number one to the Indiana Fever. It was awesome last night. Great TV watching, too.
Well, in the spirit of tell us something we don't know.
Yeah.
You might have noticed Lynn Dunn's.
The GM.
Southern drawl.
Yeah.
It was something like.
Dragging me around to a bunch of
here's
media,
Caitlin.
Told him to pause because I needed to talk to you.
Everyone cheers.
Exactly. Hey. I'm excited. I can't wait.
We can't wait either.
That's it.
We can't wait either.
Girl.
Yeah. You might have heard that, right?
Yeah.
We can't wait either.
That's it. That's Lynn Dunn. She's got to be, I would bet she's 75. She's an old white-haired lady. I don't know how old she is.
She was born in 1947.
She's 76. 76. She's 77, sorry. Same age as my dad.
Her birthday was May 10th.
Okay, so she'll turn 77 next month. She's the same age right now as OJ was when he died.
Cool. So in the spirit of tell us something we don't know, Wicket.
Yeah, give me something.
Do you know why Southerners speak so slowly? Why we hear that drawl from Lynn Dunn?
No. I could make some jokes, but I won't.
Apparently, it's a cultural thing where if you were being polite, you took your time in conversation.
That's why it's a little slower down there, huh?
That's why it's impolite to speak quickly.
Well, then I am a very impolite person.
Next with Heather and Wicket.
Speaking of tell us something we don't know, 515-244-1033, taking your fun facts and your trivia nugs.
The Laser 515-244-1033.